I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. We're moving into July, and the crappie bite is getting tough. These fish are pelagic. I'll tell you what that means and why it makes for some tough fishing, but first.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
They call crappies pelagic. That means they suspend out in open water. That means they're hard to find and hard to target once they move out into the depths and just sit out there in schools. You can find them. I have crisscrossed lakes before searching for suspended fish. Sometimes I find suspended walleyes. Sometimes I find suspended crappies. Sometimes I find that lone suspended muskellunge or northern pike. You can find these fish. You got to have a good sonar. With the forward-facing sonars now, it makes it a lot easier. And that's why people are attacking these crappies out in that open water, because they have the ability to read their sonars. Whether they're a down-facing sonar, a side-imaging sonar, or a forward-facing sonar, you can find these schools of crappies out in that open water. What I do to find these fish is I go out into the deepest part of the lake. I split screen my sonar. On one side I have my down imaging, and on the other side I have my side imaging, and I just troll until I find a big cloud of fish, and then I go after them. These fish will bite if you send a bait down into them. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.